Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
My zip code is 85295.
Your first and last name, please.
Yvette Bond Valora.
Thank you. I've located this account, and please verify your shipping address.
4043 East Pony Lane, number 104, Gilbert, Arizona, 85295.
Thank you. Okay. I've located this account. This is for a meal planning app. It is a part of a contest entry or maybe a sweepstakes winning. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I've been charged twice for this, and I have no idea what it is. So
all right.
I need to get a refund and cancel whatever this is because I don't want them taking any more money out of my account for something I didn't do.
Okay, I'll take a look at that for you. So this meal planning app, it may have been a giveaway where you pay the shipping and handling for various prizes, and they you're also enrolled in this meal planning app. It provides you with recipe guides and meal plans on how to eat better.
I don't want it. I didn't know what it was, and I just want to get my money back on both of them because I don't know what this is.
Okay. Well, I could offer it to you at a discounted rate of $20 a month.
Okay. No, thank you. I do not want it.
Yes, ma'am. I've canceled the account. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
And can I get both charges or whatever put back onto my card, please, and cancel my card because I'm not doing that. I don't even know what this is. Okay, what's that number?
yes, ma'am. The cancellation number is C920-140-148. All right, so I've canceled the account to prevent any future billing. Let me see how I'm able to help you here. All right, this was on the 19th. Okay, today. Now, I can offer you a $45 refund. There is a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Set this up. That's the problem. I'm not paying for anything. I did not set this up. I did not get my card. I did not do any of this. I don't even know how they got my card.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and issue a refund for that $39.89. And you should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
And that's times 2, correct? That's for both of them.
Let me see.
I got charged last month for this also as I'm looking back at my account. There was 2 charges that I don't know about. And I'm not going to pay for either one of those. Never used it. Don't even know what it is. Don't even know how to get onto this.
All right. 1 second. All right. So, unfortunately, I'm at this point, I'm only able to issue a refund for that last charge, and I do have that coming back in 3 to 5 business days. This is a valid charge due to there may have been some type of participation in a survey or contest entry.
And I did not give my card information to that. So whatever it was, I did not give my card information, so I do want both payments back. I've never opened whatever the heck this thing is. It just sent me an email saying that I had another a subscription thing that I don't even know what it is. So I do want both payments back, ASAP. I'm not paying for this.
Yes, ma'am. If there's a way for me to help you, I definitely will. But unfortunately, I'm not able to issue a refund at this time for that second charge. Let me take.
Who is able to? I need to speak to them because I'm not going to pay for something that I did not do and I did not accept and I did not open.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Now we all follow the same protocol. And okay, so do you feel this is a fraudulent charge? You did not open
it.
It
probably
right?
is because right. I don't remember doing it. I don't remember giving my card out to anybody for any kind of subscriptions to anything.
So did you place the shipping and handling charge for any various prize winning last month?
No. I haven't won anything on anything.
Yeah, this says it's for an Instapot.
Okay, I never received an Instapot. I canceled out of all of that because it was asking me too many damn questions. So I canceled out of all that because it's never doing anything and answering all these other, like you said, all these other prizes or whatever.
Okay.
So I canceled out of that a long time ago. And I'm not going to get charged for anything on here.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So this is, now I don't provide customer support for the various items that are offered. This is for the meal plan. So while you may have backed out of the meal plan, the Instapot, it doesn't look like this was canceled.
It had to be because I didn't order anything. I literally X'd out before I even finished all of it.
Okay. So
I wasn't going to keep going through all the questions they were asking me.
Okay. And how did you realize that you're being charged? Did you look at your statement?
Because it was on my card.
There?
Okay. It was on my card in my statement. Mm-hmm. It sends me an email saying it updated it. Or it sent me this subscription thing. And this is the second one.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So I'm going to place you on hold for just a second. Let me speak with a supervisor and I'll be right back on the line. All right, ma'am, I was able to speak with this supervisor, and unfortunately, due to those terms and conditions, I wasn't able to have much success there. Let me see if there's anything else.
I'm not going to pay for that.
Yeah,
I want both things processed back to me. So I would like to speak to your supervisor.
All right, yes, ma'am. I will have your account transferred over, so give me one second here. I'm going to notate the account first, and then I'll have it transferred over. Okay, let me take a look here. Okay, ma'am, she's sent me a response back and asked me to go ahead and issue that refund for the secondary charge, and then also cut down on some of the frustration that you're going through. So I'm going to go ahead and issue that refund for $39.89. Now you should see both of those funds back in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope, that'll be it. As long as my card is canceled on that and do not charge me again, I would appreciate it.
Correct. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.